Oh, it's like 6:30 in the morning. I've been up since 5:30 this morning. Because I'm kind of excited. I can already see the beginnings of the creating the $3.6 million. And I thought of something else to create this morning. But then I remembered my button rule and my 10-20 rule. And I don't know if I wrote this down, and that's exactly why I'm doing this. Because I keep forgetting these little things, you know. I get wrapped up in life and all the other stuff, and I forget the very things I discover in practicing and creating. So, I mean, I've been working on this for quite a few years because I wanted to get the creating part down to a natural process where it just sort of becomes as natural as an everyday thing. It's not something you have to struggle with and force yourself. And it's just something to put it into a framework or a system. Neither of those words work very well, but just something so it runs smoothly. Anyway, what's happened is a while back I bought a generator for my boat. The generator was too big, too noisy, too loud for the boat. So I took it into a different generator place that sells really small, compact, very quiet generators. And I was hoping the guy would take a trade-in. Because I didn't want to put the generator in the paper and deal with the phone calls and people coming down and stuff. So, anyway, the guy looked at it and says, no, I can't take this in trade. And it's a particular model, I guess, that's hard to find parts for. I didn't really pay that much money for it. I bought it brand new. Anyway, he said, but I'll sell it for you. You know, I'll put it in the store. If somebody comes in, I'll sell it for you. I said, okay, whatever, and I just bought the one I wanted. Well, it turns out, I got a call yesterday, that it sold. I actually got more money for it than what I paid for it in the first place. See, now, most people would look at that, even in the past when I was years and years and years ago when I read books about creating, I would have ignored that because I would say, well, that's been in the works. That's just part of what's coming that has nothing to do with the $3.6 million. And that's a mistake, a very big one, because it has everything to do with the $3.6 million I'm trying to create. And it goes back to the 10-20 rule, which I'll try to explain in the next bit here. Gotta deal with one thing at a time. So, anyway, this is a flow of money. And while I found that while I'm creating something, the flow of the essence of that begins. In other words, sometimes in the past when I was trying to create something, if I would have been trying to create the $3.6 million in the past, I would be sitting there waiting for my $3.6 million. And I would have tried to figure out a way for it to come, like a lottery or something, and I'd be disappointed every time a lottery ticket didn't turn out. Which, in itself, is creating the opposite. Because there is really two main things when you're creating. One is creating it, or creating the lack of it. And the two are very close together when you're creating, and sometimes you can be creating the lack of something and not even realize it. Each time you appreciate having it, even if you don't have it, you're actually creating having it. Because when you're appreciating, you're opening of that heart center and you are actually flowing the energy and the love out and creating what you want. So appreciating is just a very simple, easy way of opening and flowing the love, that energy, or that energy we call love. The more you can appreciate, the more you flow, and you can feel how much your person, how much you're appreciating, because you really get a sense of it sometimes and feel enormous amount of appreciation. And that has a very high, positive, happy feeling to it. So, again, let's just go back to that generator. There's lots and lots of generators in that store. And a person coming in could buy any number of generators. You never even need to look at the one that's mine. So, it could sit there for a very long time and not sell. That's part of the thing. We have to realize that as we're creating something, the universe will bring all the possibilities that are already beginning in play and move them forward. So what might have taken several months to sell and probably gotten less for it than what I paid for it, which makes more sense, right? Because it was brand new when I bought it, and now it's used. But the universe has a way of lining everything up in such a way that everything that's already there begins to increase. And slowly more things are pulling, and that's the evidence. Now you might say, actually, because I've been working on creating, you know, thinking about the $3.6 million and this whole process that I'm going through right now already for quite a few months, because it just didn't come to me just this instant. So I was already playing with it 4 months ago with the idea and looking at it and going, how do I make this flow? What's the easiest way to do it? And anyway, the whole process of coming to this point where I decided that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to record it as I go along, so I remember all the processes that I go through and some of the experiences that I go through, so I can look at that afterwards and see what I'm actually doing and see what I can improve. Because I'll be looking at my own shit from an outside view afterwards. So anyway, during this time, already things had begun as far as money to flow. I mean, there's already been past evidence in the past already. A couple of small publishers came along that wanted to publish my book, and they've paid fair sizes of advance for the size of the publisher. So there's money already flowing there, and various other things. Money's just been coming along from various sources. So, again, we would say, well, that's just, has nothing to do with that, but has everything to do with it. So I'm going to switch for a minute and just run through the 10-10 rule real quickly. Or, sorry, the 10-20 rule is what I call it. Because whenever in the past, and if I wanted to create something, I would pick it and then go towards focusing on that. Like, a few years back, I decided to create $10,000. I just picked that number. It seemed like a nice number. I didn't have $10,000, so it's a perfect number to create. And I'm sure I'll find something to do with that $10,000, like buy myself a boat or who knows what. It wasn't really important, just more or less the $10,000. I had some things that I thought of buying with it, maybe a house, because if I remember right now, I don't think we had a house. We were renting a place shortly after we moved to BC, I think, or a year or two after we moved to BC. Doesn't matter. Anyway, go back to the subject clause. Stick on the subject. $10,000. I now have the $10,000, and I actually have it cash and hidden away like a treasure. Okay, then that probably sounds a little strange, but that's what I had wanted. I had wanted 10 grand cash to hide like a treasure. Odd thing to ask for, but that's what I did, and I got it. In the meantime, I realized that if you're asking for something, times it by 10 or 20. Make it way more than what you want. And that actually makes it easier to create, because you're not just focusing on that. Because sometimes when we're creating, we tend to actually focus on the lack of it accidentally rather than the having of it. There is the lack, and let's just deal with money. It's because it's easier to stay with one subject at this point. There's the lack of money. There's the focusing on the lack of it. Every time you pay a bill and you get grumpy because that bill has taken some of your money, you're actually focusing on the lack of money. Every time you get a bill and you go, well, that's an unjust bill. Like, I think I mentioned my dad's apartment that they decided needed painting when everybody else couldn't see any damage at all. That would be an unjust payout of money, but every time I focus on that, I'm actually focusing on the lack of money. Every time I let go and switch myself to money is really abundant with me, and yeah, I'll write over the $400 or $500, whatever, because I'm getting 10 times as much in return anyway. So I've allowed a flow of abundance to flow through me to others and become unjudgmental of the others receiving money, and in turn increase the inflow of money to me. Kept that flow open rather than create a resistance by focusing on the lack. So, every time I grab some money in my hand, if I have a negative feeling of this, I'm going to spend it, that means it's gone. That's focusing actually on a lack of it. Now, the universe is over here, let's say to my left, and is looking at everything I see the way I see it. And every time I look at money and I look at the lack, I'm transmitting the lack of money to the universe, and the universe is creating what I'm transmitting. Every time I look at money and I see it as, wow, more money coming in, more and more and faster from more and more sources. The money is flowing in from many, many more sources. Now I'm looking at the abundance of money, and the universe is seeing that through me. The money is flowing in through more and more sources. It's flowing in more and more abundantly, and so is creating exactly that. More of that. Because that's what it's seeing. That's what it's told to do. So that's the 10-20 rule. It doesn't matter if it's a car. You know, some people go, I want to create a car, and they pick a most practical car, which is nice and boring as hell. Sure, you maybe want a safe, reliable car to get to work because the one you're driving is a junker. Well, take it way further than that. Go to a nice fancy car, something really beautiful, something you can really sink your teeth into, something is so nice. It shines, it's beautiful, it's like you just want to look at it. That's how pretty it is. That's really what you want, because that's what you can really sink your teeth into. Now, as you're getting better and better on appreciating, and then so forth of allowing the flow, and there so forth of creating, I guess we're not actually doing the creating, we're sending the message to the universe, and the universe actually creates it, all that energy, right? So, but we have to get very clear on how we transmit that information to the universe. So, as we get better and better, we get closer and closer to actually what we want to create. So that's where that 10-20 rule gets in. 10 times, 20 times more or better. That way, let's say at the beginning, you'd end up with that practical car. See what I'm saying? Practice makes perfect. And also, you don't expect to just jump right out and become a 100% perfect conscious creator. This does take a little practice, but in the meantime, you're stepping forward a little higher, and then I really appreciate everything that comes in its place. And by reaching for that step further, you're making that step of what you would have actually asked for easier to come because you're reaching over here. And if you can appreciate what all that comes, and you really got to do that, really stay focused on all the wonderful stuff that comes in the meantime and appreciate that, then more can come, because those are the beginnings of the creating process. And if it was a car, the very first thing the universe could probably do is make your car, the one you have, run better. Less problems. And it might even start looking better. You might even get the idea of washing it more and waxing it up. And yeah, it may have a lot of rust and so forth, but once you start polishing, all of a sudden the whole car starts to look better. That's actually the beginnings of the creating process. That where it starts. And you might say, well, I'm only polishing it up, and that's me doing it. No, that's how the universe is actually beginning its process. You're sending the signal, and you're probably still having some resistance to it, but you're beginning, and if you flow with it and continue, it will begin to pick up more and more speed, and things, more and more things will fall into place. If you don't have a car and you're creating, then things like people offering you rides who have really nice cars is a beginning of that process. Yeah, you don't own the car yet, but you're already riding in the car. And it may even start sooner because you may see more and more of those cars and notice more of them. I remember buying a new car, and it was a particular color, and I thought it was the only one with that color. I didn't see no other cars with that color till I bought it. And then all of a sudden, wherever I went, every stop sign I parked at, every red light, I would see cars with the same color. That's sort of how the creating process works. You think about it. You envision it, you start to appreciate it as if it's already yours. You feel good about it, you look at the picture and you go, ah, it's my car. And all of a sudden, you start to see more nice cars. You're looking around, you're paying attention to more nice cars. And so on and so on. That's how the process, because the universe is already beginning to feed back your creation to you. Very small, and then expanding from there, and you just keep on going. If you begin to look at the lack of the car, or get upset that you don't have it, or that it's not coming yet, well then you're actually knowing, that is telling you, that you're looking at the lack of it, not the having of it, and again you're creating the lack of it. And I used to talk about creating with love, that love will not create anything negative for you, but you have choice in life. And you are free to choose to create the lack of it or to create the having of it. That is a choice, and that is not considered a negative to love energy. That is just creating the lack of it. And for certain experiences in life, you need to create the lack of something sometimes. The having of one thing and maybe the lack of another thing to create a certain physical experience. And so, of course, that is all in the game plan. So that's how we begin to see it all coming. And it gets exciting because you see all these parts showing up. Now, that's where it's important to look at that and say, yeah, this is part of it. Because now what I'm reflecting back to the universe, oh, the money is coming. You see, that's what the universe is seeing through my eyes. The money is coming. It's coming from all kinds of possibility sources, which means to the universe, it can create the money through any source, any way that it wants, which the more possibilities it has, the easier it is for the universe. Rather than just through the lottery ticket, for instance. It can do it through that, I don't care. But the options where it comes from are open. And by looking at the money that's coming from this generator and saying, wow, it's already flowing in, I'm again sending that signal to the universe that the money is coming in. The universe is bringing the money in. I'm looking at it. And so, see, the whole thing is building. First, I'm looking at trying to create it, visualizing it, sort of pretending it's already mine. Then money is coming in, and I'm reflecting that back to the universe. So now the universe will create, is still creating that and also creating more. Because again, what I'm doing by looking at appreciating the money from that generator and the extra money and the ease of it, I didn't have to do anything for it. It's just bang, there it's done, go and pick up my check. You see how easy that money is coming, no effort at all to it. So the universe is seeing that through my eyes and going to create more of that. So we're going to see more of that sort of stuff coming. More money coming in. Maybe small pieces, maybe large pieces, that doesn't really matter. That's the excitement of it. So I'm really kind of excited about that today because I'm picking up a nice little check from that generator. Also, I have other money still coming, which is kind of exciting. And let's see. Oh yeah, and yesterday, I had a busy day yesterday. Somebody wants me to do a little tiling job and it's only going to take me a few days. It's kind of a neat little job. And I took it. Because I feel like doing something. And there's some more money. It's actually really good money. It's probably will work out to maybe $100, $150 an hour or something like that. So you can't complain about that. That's good money. Again, I'm going to do something I'm going to enjoy doing. And I'm going to be getting paid a lot of money for it. Well, actually, probably about 5, 6, 7 times what the average tiler makes for it in this business anyway. So there's more coming. So a few days work, my generator, and I already have enough money to live for the whole month. So those are the two, I don't like to call them rules. Guidelines, perhaps. Two guidelines. 10-20 rule. Make everything 10 times, 20 times, 100 times bigger. So the $10,000 that I wanted to create, I got them. But in all seeing it and going through the process, and of course I didn't write the process down, and that's why I'm doing this now, it would have been just as easy to make that $1,000,000. One, it would make the $10,000 go much easier, quicker. Yeah, I would receive, let's say, $10,000 and it wouldn't be $1,000,000, but doesn't matter. I'd have the $10,000 regardless. And by now it would have probably already been at $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, you see. Because once you, let's say, reach the $10,000, well, now you have to start again, maybe go to 20 grand, because by now you go, geez, I want to buy a house, and I think I need 30 grand down payment, or I might need 100 grand for the house, or 200 grand. See, so right from the start, make it a bigger amount. And the trick is, in the process, be excited about every penny that actually comes in through the whole process. So, now you're excited when you get $100, even if you're getting a paycheck, which you might say would have came anyway. You assume that because you don't know if you're getting laid off or fired. So, you could have, well, here's the thing. You started creating the $1 million. Through the process, of course, you're going to get your paycheck, but you don't realize that hadn't you created that, you might have gotten laid off from work. And the universe has created other possibilities of whatever was already there to very quickly work with, and so you still have your job. So you don't know all the possibilities that are actually coming and unfolding that would have or might have been different. So that's why you want to get excited and happy and appreciate everything that comes. Every dollar, every penny. The $10 I won on the lottery ticket yesterday also count as that. I see. So everything that came into place yesterday, the money for the generator, the lottery ticket, the small job, all that is a part of that $3.6 million package. It's all beginning to flow. So when I did the 10 grand, looking back at it now, a million would have been just as easy to do because it's just as easy to focus on that and make the effort of getting the feeling of that 10 million. And to that I could have added 10,000 is going to be put in the box as treasure. Now you're probably wondering about that $10,000 treasure in the box, cash. Well, that goes back to creating my pirate ship. And I should really write that down. So I'm going to go through that after. That'll be maybe my next chapter. Actually, the next chapter, I think, will be the... What will the next chapter be? No. The next chapter is going to be the button rule. That's right, the button rule. That's important. No, not rule. The button guideline. And then after that, maybe I can talk about the pirate ship. Because, yeah, I want to write that down. That was a really neat process that I went through. See, I wish I had already been writing those things down I was creating and the practicing to getting to this, because it would be useful for me to go back and look at that process. Anyway, next thing, button rule.